Whispers of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear in full color every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. Hard pressed by the Japs on the island of Java, Jungle Jim and his United Nations raiders have made a daring and desperate move. They stole an enemy radio car and used the sending apparatus to confuse the enemy. When the Japs acted upon their false information, they raced eastwards toward the town of Chimayi. But though they gained a head start, the enemy soon realized what had happened. As they reached the crest of a high hill, their gasoline gave out, and a Jap staff car opened fire on them. Behind them, two other Jap radio cars are rapidly approaching. Jim gives orders to abandon their stolen car.
Oh, boy, what a time to run out of gas.
Hey, what the...
Where the fireworks coming from, Sing?
Ahead of us, Jim. A Japanese scouting car. Their road is blocked.
And those monkeys behind us are getting closer by the second.
We won't have a chance. We'll be caught in their crossfire.
Oh, they pulled up across the road. They got us blocked off, Jim.
We should have stood in bed, Jim.
Now look, Mac. There are thick woods on both sides of the road. They'll give us a fighting chance.
What about Kolo?
Oh, no. He can't do much with that bum shoulder.
No, and Trina here made him take a sleeping pill. He's out like a light.
They think you and Trina can get him back into the woods, Mac, if the rest of us cover you?
Sure. It's a cinch he can't stay here.
Okay. I'll duck out first and swing to the left. Rodriguez, you and the Australian head to the right. Get into the woods and take up sniping positions. You got that? Now, good. Sing Lee and Thompson will follow me if I get away with it. All right, Van Redlin, open that back door.
Watch yourself, Jim.
Now, take all the ammo you can carry, especially grenades. Well, here goes nothing.
Oh, Jim. Can you see that Jap scout car from there?
No. The woods are too thick. But that means they can't see us either. Come ahead.
Okay.
That's it, Rodriguez. Go to the right and watch for those radio cars behind us. Mac, get Kolo as far into these woods as you can.
Gotcha.
Hey, what about the car, Jim? It's a shame to let them characters take it away from us.
Oh, leave it alone, Thompson. It may come in handy again later on.
Roger. You all right, Uncle Sing?
Considering my age and the company I'm in, yes.
All right. Now, let's see if we can take care of that machine gun down the road.
There are four Japanese in that car.
Listen.
Yeah, it's them, all right. It means there are at least two of them still in that car.
Sounds pretty far away.
The woods are as thick as a poor man's debts. Yeah. It is impossible to see a road from here.
We haven't gone far, Sing.
Hey, they pulled up about 100 yards ahead of us.
Okay. Now, let's cut over this way.
Right.
They are no fools, remember. They will wonder by now why our car fails to return their fire.
Right, Sing. But if we can knock them off while they're still only wondering...
Careful, it'll... Jim. There's a fallen log.
I see it.
Observe.
Huh?
Through the clearing there.
Yeah. It's them, all right.
Yep. Now, keep out of sight. We'll get up to the edge of that clearing.
Right.
Not so fast, Thompson.
Right, take it easy, kid. Take it easy.
Okay.
We'll make better time in single file.
It is a happy circumstance the leaves are so wet. An aid to silence.
Yeah. Also an aid to a broken neck if you slip on them.
Quiet now. We're nearly there.
Duck! Get down!
All right. They're still shooting at the car up the road.
Oh, boy, I hope Mac and Trina get Kolo out of there all right.
I suggest we have reached goal, Jim. Otherwise, machine gunners may see us.
Yeah, we can reach them with the grenades from here all right. Now, We'll wait till they're busy reloading.
Uh-huh.
And then...
You do no such thing.
Huh?
You will raise hands.
What? Oh, where's the...
Michael, do as I tell you. Fine. Drop guns and raise hands.
We seem to have no choice.
Better do as he says.
So, much better, please.
Okay, Tokyo. Now what?
Now? Took Japanese long time for catching you. Therefore, you take plenty long time for dying, I think. Yes, please. You die very slow death.
With a cruel grin, the Jap herds the three friends closer together. We'll see what's in store for them in just a moment. You know, they say you can judge a man by the company he keeps. And look at the exclusive, exciting company Jungle Jim travels with in the thrilling full-color pages of the Comic Weekly. There's Flash Gordon, Prince Valiant, the Phantom, the Lone Ranger, Buzz Sawyer, Tim Tyler, King of the Royal Mounted. Over 24 top-notch features. Action, excitement, mystery, suspense, adventure. All served to you in generous portions by the Comic Weekly. That's why 15 leading Sunday papers distribute the Comic Weekly from coast to coast. That's why 15 million steady readers, grown-ups and youngsters alike, wouldn't miss a single issue. Why not join that discriminating company yourself? Look for the figure of Puck and the name The Comic Weekly at the top of the front page. Now, back to the brutal plans of their Japanese captor and Jungle Jim.
Oh, yes. You will die very slowly.
The usual Japanese treatment of prisoners of war, not so?
Quite so, gentlemen. Should be most enjoyable.
Why, these monkeys aren't soldiers. They're butchers. Murderers. Why, you don't...
Do not waste your vituperation, Tao-Song.
Excellent advice.
What are you waiting for, Tokyo? Take us to your commandant.
Oh, no. No, please. Commandant would spoil fun. Commandant say, shoot on sight.
Well, why didn't you?
More fun like so. Money fun, please. For making one man out of three.
Hey... What's he talking about?
You'll find out plenty soon.
One man out of three, eh?
Yes, please. One man, he got two arms. Three men got six. So?
Ingenious, even for Japanese.
So glad. So glad. One man only got two eyes. Three men got six. Six is four too many.
Oh, so that's it. And legs, too. And ears.
Quite so. We'll take your arms, I think. One each from others.
What kind of riff is that to come up with? Has the guy been smoking tea? Is he nuts?
One man also got one tongue.
Huh?
We'll remove yours. Also other Chinaman's.
Get the idea, Thompson?
Yeah. I'm very quick that way.
Put hands on top of heads. Walk very quickly to car.
Which car, Tokyo?
Jim, did you hear?
Yako, stupid fools. Do as I tell you.
Okay, Tokyo. We're your prisoners. Yep. Looks like you've got us.
Put the man in the eye. Do not scream like frightened schoolgirl.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pardon me.
Hey, you're right, Hunk. That's our signal.
Hey, no more talk. Turn around.
Watch yourself, Mac. Don't get over anxious.
What are you looking at?
A fellow right behind you.
Saru, you are even more idiotic than I thought. Expecting a stale trick like that...
You said it, Tokyo! Stalest trick in the world!
Where's that Tommy gun?
Oh, Thompson, restrain yourself.
Take it easy, kid.
Hack us to pieces, Woody. I'll fix him.
Take it easy, I said. I want his friends in that car to get wise.
Don't worry. He's shaking hands with his ancestors right now.
Will you get his paper, Singley? Might come in handy.
Gladly, Jim.
Oh, Mac, that was nice going.
Yeah. I figured something was up when you didn't answer my signals.
Something was up, all right. Our hands.
Yeah.
How's Kolo?
We found a little grove up the way. He and Trina should be okay there.
Here are papers, Jim.
Hang on, Singh. We won't bother with them now.
Uh-oh. They've moved up the road. Boy, they're putting it down, too. Listen to them.
Get your guns and grenades.
You are Ayers, as the youngest Thompson. Can you see where they are?
What? No. No, these woods are too thick.
But they can't be too far.
This way. Single file.
Did you say there were four of them when they first spotted us, Hunk?
Yes. We have accounted, or Mac has, for one.
That's a heavy job they're pounding. It takes two to man one of those babies.
And the fourth is probably on the other side of the road, in case we went that way. Hey, wait.
Huh?
You can see them, Jim?
Yep. Off to the right there. Come on.
How many were there?
I couldn't tell, Mac. Now watch it now. Stay in the shadow of the trees.
Yeah. Yeah, there they are. And they've got their backs to us.
They are watching something across the road.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Only two of them in the car. Let's see what it is they're watching.
It's the other one. There he comes.
He shakes his head. No doubt telling them we are not over there.
Have your grenades ready. When he gets to the car...
Whoever he is, he seems to be the boss. He's giving orders.
Yeah. Hey, look. They're turning around.
They are giving up, Jim.
You bet they are, Sing. But not the way they think. Okay, let them have it.
Bullseye!
Keepers!
Good riddance. Now, come on. Let's get back to the top of the hill and see how the others are making out.
The quickest way is the way I came after I left Kolo in that grove with Trina. Let me leave it.
Good thing we left that car, Jim. We wouldn't have a prayer the way they're pounding it.
Just lie low till they think they've knocked it out, Thompson.
Knocked it out? It's practically a sieve now. Hey, what was that?
Rodriguez and the Australian taking care of the other car, I hope.
Oh.
Jim. Jim.
Over here behind this fallen log, Sing Lee.
Where'd you disappear to, Unc?
I went with Mac. He wanted to see how Kolo and Trino were.
He's
right behind us.
Kolo all right?
He is not there, Jim. Neither is Trina.
What?
Huh?
No. All we found were some empty Japanese cartridges.
Sing, if those monkeys...
Hey, Jim, look! That car we were in!
Never mind that. Watch the one the Japs are in.
Hey, Jim. Jim. We gotta do something, and we gotta do it fast. Did Sing Lee tell you that Kolo and Trina...
Yeah, they're gone.
That's just it. Trina said that if anything happened, she'd get Kolo back to the car we were in. She said at least it was bulletproof.
Back to the car?
Well, look. It's blazing like a furnace.
Yeah, that's what I mean.